huge, huge. I think that rookie mini camp gives you a chance as a rookie to really show what you can do in this league and show how your potential of being a rookie can be great later on down the road. And then when you get around OTAs and with the vets, you get another opportunity each and every day to show the vets that I can play, you know, and I can do this. If you don't, you kind of get caught in the situation where you're so in tuned with the players that you're playing with that you're not focused on your job, you know. So definitely embrace the fact. And I think the biggest thing you got to really understand is that these guys are willing to help you, you know. When you come into this business, they're willing to help you. They're willing to give you the knowledge. They're willing to teach you. Are you willing to put in the work to learn it? Are you willing to put in the work to study it and take what they say to heart and know that if they're telling you something one day, are you going to do it the next day on the field? So just understanding those situations and those scenarios, it can help you a lot when you step on the field. Because when you step on the field, things moving so fast that if you don't have it, you don't got it, you know. And I think that's an area aspect that I've really been able to grasp and tune into. The thing to me I've noticed is, you know, kind of the rookies doing above and beyond for the vets. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that I've laughed about was for the D-line, you know, Justin Tuck. We're always sitting in the room and Justin Tuck is always telling the rookies, like, you better have 3 jokes for me today. You know, I want to laugh, you know. So it's 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning. You got to have jokes on your mind to tell to the vets so that they can get in the mood and really have fun and laugh to that. So I always laugh at that because every day we go into the defensive room for work, it's always, you better have some jokes for me. And I laugh about it.